Well, we had a surprise this morning.
Well, last night, I guess, really. But I don't think anybody was expecting it. Or at least I didn't hear anything on the news about it. But all of a sudden, we've got, like, a lot of snow. I mean, this was not, as far as I can tell, planned for. And it's actually accumulated. This is just kind of, it's very surreal. If you're not from this area, Kentucky is very strange in terms of weather. When I was a kid, and I mean, and I'm not going to get into to any sort of controversy on whether or not the world is changing. I think it's a very complicated issue when you start talking about global warming, etc., etc., etc. I think it's very complicated, despite what the talking heads will have you believe. It's not as simple as black and white. One thing I can tell you for sure is that when I was a kid, it was not at all uncommon during the winter months, particularly in January and February, to get a lot of snow. It was not uncommon at all. And I'm not talking about as much as you may get in Colorado or, you know, I mean, but we would get snow. It was an unusual winter when I was a kid in elementary school where we wouldn't have several days out of school that I could go and sled on the hill next to my house. But we haven't had a winter like that in a very long time. Until this year, actually, because all of a sudden it's like it was when I was a kid, where, you know, we've had quite a lot of snow. I mean, bizarrely, a lot of snow. I don't know what to make of that. It's really strange. Today, the snowflakes that are hitting my windshield right now as I'm driving are great big thick, heavy, you know, potato wedge kind of snowflakes. It's really beautiful. I mean, you can tell it's kind of slushy right now. I mean, it's not, it's very wet snow. But it's definitely, definitely accumulating. And I know that they were saying on the news, on the weather, that it looks like, you know, it's going to get colder and windier later, so driving won't be all that much fun. But I remember it was my buddy Kevin who said we don't need to call it global warming; we need to call it global weirding. And I agree with that because it seems like more than anything, it is just sort of a general strangeness to it. I mean, it's beautiful right now, really beautiful. Very pleasant. I saw in a tweet from Simon Pegg a few weeks ago when Britain was getting hammered with all that snow. He said something along the lines of, you know, snow, it's so pretty and magical and angelic when it comes, and it leaves with a big screw you, you know, with slush and, you know, bad roads, and very true. But right now I can enjoy the magical, angelic part.